वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 12 टेक्स्ट नंबर 1। श्री ऋषिर उवाच एवं जिहासुर नृपदेहमाजो मृत्युं वरं विजयान् मन्यमाना शूलां शूलां प्रज्ञाव्यपात् सुरेन्द्रम् यता महापुरुषं कैतबोप्सु एवं जिहासुर नृपदेहमाजौ मृत्युं वरां विजयान् मन्यमाना शूलां प्रज्ञा अभयपात् सुरेन्द्रम् यता महापुरुषं कैतबोप्सु एवं जिहासुर नृपदेहमाजौ मृत्युं वरां विजयान् मन्यमाना शूलां प्रज्ञा अभयपात् सुरेन्द्रम् यता महापुरुषं कैतबोप्सु वॉट टू वर्ड मीनिंग श्री ऋषिर उवाच श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड एवं दस जिहासु वेरी ईगर टू गिव अप नृपा वर्किंग परीक्षित देहम द बॉडी आ जाओ इन बैटल मृत्युम डेथ वरम बेटर विजयात दैन विक्टरी मन्यमाना थिंकिंग शूलम ट्रिडेंट प्रक्रिया टेकिंग अप अभयपतात अटैक्ड सुर इंद्रम द किंग ऑफ हेवन इंद्रा यता जस्ट एस महापुरुषम द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड कैतबः द डीमन कैतब अप्सु व्हेन द होल यूनिवर्स वॉज इनंडेटेड ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदंत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन Sukadeva Goswami said, desiring to give up his body, Vritrasura considered death in the battle preferable to victory. O king, Parikshit, he vigorously took up his trident and with great force attacked Lord Indra, the king of heaven. Just as Kaitava had forcibly attacked the supreme personality of Godhead when the universe was inundated. Purport. Although Vritrasura repeatedly encouraged Indra to kill him with a thunderbolt, King Indra was morose at having to kill such a great devotee and was hesitant to throw it. Vritrasura, disappointed that King Indra was reluctant despite his encouragement, took the initiative very forcefully by throwing his trident at Indra. Vritrasura was not at all interested in victory. He was interested in being killed so that he could immediately return home back to Godhead. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 4.9, Tyaktva Deham Punarjanma Naiti. After giving up his body, a devotee immediately returns to Lord Krishna and never returns to accept another body. This was Vritrasura's interest. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांता स्वामिनिति नामिने నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే వాంఛా కల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జై శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. మూకం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంగాయితే గిరిం యత్కృపా తమహం వందే శ్రీగురు దీనత. రీడింగ్ ద ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అగైన్. సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి సెడ్, డిజైరింగ్ టు గివ్ అప్ హిస్ బాడీ, వృత్రాసుర్ కన్సిడర్డ్ డెత్ ఇన్ ద బ్యాటిల్ ప్రిఫరబుల్ టు విక్టరీ. ఓ కింగ్ పరీక్షిత్, హీ విగరస్లీ టుక్ అప్ హిస్ స్టూడెంట్ అండ్ విత్ గ్రేట్ ఫోర్స్ అటాక్డ్ లార్డ్ ఇంద్రా, ద కింగ్ ఆఫ్ హెవెన్. జస్ట్ ఎస్ కైతబాయ్ హ్యాడ్ ఫోర్స్ఫుల్ అటాక్డ్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ వన్ ద యూనివర్స్ వాజ్ ఇనండేటెడ్. హరే కృష్ణ, థ్యాంక్ యూ వెరీ మచ్ ఎవ్రీ వన్ ఫర్ అటెండింగ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్లాస్. సో టుడే విల్ బి సీయింగ్ ద కంప్లీటెడ్ 11th చాప్టర్ అండ్ ఎంటరింగ్ చాప్టర్ నెంబర్ 12, రైట్? నేమ్ ఆఫ్ ద చాప్టర్ ఇస్ విత్రాసుర్ గ్లోరియస్ డెత్. సో దిస్ చాప్టర్ ఇస్ వెరీ రిలెవెంట్ బికాస్ ద కరెంట్ సినారియో ఆల్సో ఎవ్రీవేర్ వీఆర్ హియరింగ్ ద టర్మ్ డిసీజ్ అండ్ డెత్, జన్మ మృత్యు అండ్ వ్యాధి. దీస్ టూ ఆర్ ద మోస్ట్ హ్యాపెనింగ్ టర్మ్స్ అండ్ మోస్ట్ డిస్కస్డ్ టర్మ్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ కోవిడ్ పాండమిక్ అండ్ ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ ద చాప్టర్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో వృత్రాస్ గ్లోరియస్ డెత్. డెత్ ఇస్ గ్లోరియస్. సో ఇట్స్ దిస్ చాప్టర్ ఇస్ ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ రిలెవెంట్ ఫర్ the current situation. So we'll see how. So we all know in the earlier chapter, Rudrasura in his fight with Indra, you know, Indra got the thunderbolt. Yeah. So the direction is, director is Supreme Lord, producer is Dadichi Muni. Right? Producer means who supplies everything, you know. So Dadichi has supplied his body, his bones. So the product, the product, the movie is the thunderbolt. The hero is Indra. And the producer is Dadichi and the director is Supreme Lord, you know, under his supervision. And Vritrasura knows it very well. So he knows in the beginning itself that he is not going to be victorious. But nevertheless, he is, you know, performing his duty. I don't know how many of you have ever thought, so if Vritrasura is a pure devotee, why does he has to, first of all, fight with demigods who are actually representatives of the Lord, you know? He could have not fought only, right? I mean, he doesn't have to do that, you know? So why he has to fight in the first place, you know? One thing is very clear, that he knows that death is certain for me because the Supreme Lord predicted it, actually. Because he's a pure devotee. A pure devotee love the Lord has 100% faith and conviction that Lord is Satya Sankalpa and whatever Lord desires will happen. So Lord has predicted that, Lord prediction means it's 100% strike rate, you know, not like ours. So it's very clear. So that part we can understand, you know, not a big deal. But why he has to fight at all, you know, that demigods are the devotees of the Lord and they are Lord's people, okay. They may make mistakes, but they, for example, Vaishnavas make mistake, you know, we don't attack them, right? Do we do that? I mean, even if they are not pure devotees. So Indra may not be a pure devotee, but he is in a position, actually. A position also has to be respected, you know. Even if he is not a pure devotee, Supreme Lord entrusted him with a very high position of, you know, of taking care of some aspects. So now, why then Vritrasura has to fight in the first place, you know? I mean, very paradox, you know, very multiple split personalities, you know. multiple personality disorder ऐसे एंड वन साइड यू आर फाइटिंग अनदर साइड बोल रहा है कि तुम ही जीतोगे नो एंड अनदर साइड यू फाइट नो यू किल मी नो तो लग रहा है कि ना ये कब क्या रहेगा हमको नहीं मालूम चल रहा है नो वेदर इज इन हम्बुल मूड और अटैकिंग मूड क्या चल रहा है नो सो वाई वृत्रासुर हैज टू फाइट इन द फर्स्ट प्लेस हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू हैव थॉट अबाउट दिस क्वेश्चन राइज योर हैंड इन फर्स्ट बस पढ़ लेते ऐसे है ना चलो वृत्रासुर फाइट में आया चला गया बस ओके सो हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू हैव ओके नाउ दैट आई ट्रिगर्ड इट यू मस्ट बी थिंकिंग सो एनी वन वॉन्ट्स टू मेक एनी गेस एनी मुनीस हियर श्री गुचन पर मुनि मीन्स वन हू हैज इज ओन ओपिनियन है नो एवरी मुनि हैज इज ओन ओपिनियन है नो होता है मुनीस डजेंट स्टे टुगेदर दे स्टे इन देयर ओन केव्स हैव देयर ओन फिलोसफीज सो या वेणुधारी प्रभु प्लीज थ्रो सम लाइट एंड लेटन अस Okay. How is that understanding relevant to this? No, that I am not sure why because two brothers fight even in a family for some property and all. That day happened when both parties have some issues, you know. But here Vritrasura is a pure devotee, you know. Imagine two demigods fighting, that okay, fine, you know, understandable, you know. But here is Vritrasura who is a pure devotee and who doesn't care death. And who is convinced that the Lord's words will be truth. Abhi hamara aadmi aam aadmi fight karna alag baat hai, you know. Somebody who is a pure devotee who has 100% conviction and who is least attached to his life, why he has to fight? Yeah, any other guess? Simhagaur, you want to throw some light? Why Vritrasura has to fight with the Lord's representatives who are Vaishnavas? Being a pure devotee, being not attached to, you know, wealth, who is not even attached to life, and who is 100% conviction that Lord's word will be true, and who knows very well, even before the war, that the match has been fixed. Match fixing ho gaya already. सुप्रीम लॉर्ड के साथ है ना रिजल्ट पहले ही पक्का हो गया मैच फिक्सिंग हो गया फिर भी फाइट कर रहा है ना ऐसा कैसे है ना बट इट्स मटेरियल ड्यूटी नो आई एम जस्ट आस्किंग यू नो देर आर केसेस वेयर डिवोटीज हैव गिवन अप देयर मटेरियल ड्यूटीज व्हेन इट इज not in sync with the spiritual progress. So he, according to you, is fighting only to be killed. Going back to Krishna ke liye killed hone ka hi not necessarily, no? Anyhow, yeah, but your point is right in one sense. This first part is no ambiguity. See, Vritrasura, his birth is a special birth, you know. His father Tvashta performed a yajna and Tvashta did some yajna for to get a person, to get a son who will be able to, who will be enemy of Indra and who will kill Indra. But in the process of, you know, not uttering the, you know, pronunciation properly, he got a person who will be killed by Indra. So, some soul has to take birth in his family who will do that duty, you know. That means when Vritrasura appeared there in the family, you know, I mean, when that particular soul appeared in that Vritrasura's body, that is actually, in a sense, you know, it is by Lord's this thing only. That Bhagavan ne inko bola abhi tum rakshas hai. Because of which, you know, unka us sharir, I mean, that particular soul, you know, has to appear as Tvashta's son. So that means, you know, that, you know, Lord sent me here. Right, karmana daiva netrena, you know. So Lord sent me here for a purpose of fighting, you know. So that is one thing. And Yeah. And he has to, you know, do his duty, right? And also, Lord has, you know, given that this thing, which that Vritrasura will fight and then you defeat like this. So it is actually, Lord has, just like Bhishma, you know, Lord has put him in a position where he has to be on the enemy's side. Right? So Bhishma knows very well, even before the beginning of Kurukshetra war, that main shahid hone wala, you know, I am going to be martyred, you know. He knows very well. But still while he was fighting with full vigor. It's not that, you know, anyhow, no, I am going to be defeated because obviously, you know, Krishna who is protecting Pandavas, how can I defeat? But he is doing that duty, knowing well the result and all, because then we say Prabhuji, but result is we say why we have to do our duty. Typically our mind doesn't cannot comprehend because we are always in a fruitive zone. But when he knows that Lord, when it is clear for a pure devotee, when Lord wants it that way, then he has to do it, you know. In our case, we should not fight with Vaishnavas and devotees like that because, you know, it's not that somebody is telling you that, you know, that you have to fight and all. But in this case, it was, that was what the situation where Lord has kept him in. So he was doing his duty and he was a duty bound. That is the first element, you know, that why he has to fight. But he knows, I mean, it's that he has the clarity, Indra with all his faults, still he has been supported by Lord, which means there is some good side of Indra. He knows that actually. So he has that respect. Still, like Bhishma has that respect for Pandavas, knowing them as pure devotees. But he is doing, you know, especially our Vedic life is like, you know, it's like dharma conscious, not karma conscious, you know. So similarly, Vritrasura is fighting, you know. But he knows very well that because the Lord has offered him protection, just like Bhishma knows very well, you know. Like Duryodhana, after a couple of days, he was expecting that all these Maharajas are there, the battle will get over in no time. But he saw day after day is passing, nothing has happened to Pandavas, Kauravas are, you know, meeting more destruction. More armies are getting, you know, I mean, destroyed. You know. So he goes to Bhishma, you know, and then he says, "Arey, you know, you are partial. Because of which, you know, you are soft towards Pandavas, you know. You are eating my salt, you know, Mera Roti Mena and all. And you are, you know, supporting Pandavas. This is actually Kritagnata, you know, ungratefulness. And in a Vedic life, to call somebody ungrateful is extremely hurting, you know. Because at modern man, you know, we should be surprised if somebody is grateful, you know. But in Vedic life, to be ungrateful is extremely, you know, this thing, you know, hurting. On top of that, for a Kshatriya, to call as a backstabber, you know, somebody who lives by principles, you know, it is extremely hurting to Bhishma, you know. Then Bhishma tells, you know, you rascal, you know, it's like, you know what, Atmate Manyate Jagat, you know, Atmavat Manyate Jagat. For somebody who is a sore head, he sees everyone like that only, you know. Because you have that political nature, you think everybody is political, you know. He says, I am fighting with my full vigor, despite knowing Pandavas are righteous, you know. But what can be done when the husband of the goddess of victory, when the husband of the goddess of fortune is staying with them, one Bhishma, a million Bhishmas can't help actually. But still, I'll make one at last attempt, you know, and he makes five arrows and that further we can go on. Which means, Bhishma is fighting. See, somebody, it's like, you know, fools fighting is a different story, you know. But Bhishma fighting with same vigor, knowing that, you know, he is the husband of the goddess, you know, Vijayalakshmi ka, you know, husband. He is there, but still he is fighting, you know. I mean, how to understand that, you know. That is called duty conscious. And then you may say, Prabhuji, but okay, is a duty. Arre, Bhagavan ne bola hai inko karne ke liye. Pure devotee knows it. Vritrasura being a pure devotee, he knows this is what service Lord has given me. I have to fight, you know. But same time, Lord will defeat me. I'm okay with it. In Bhishma's case, Lord will defeat him. He's okay with it. Now, this brings a very important point, which I want to connect it to the... Recently, I had a class, fantastic class by Rajasham Prabhu. And fortunately, the shloka is also the same lines, you know. So, here if you see what Vritrasura is doing, he saw that Indra also is a devotee, you know. So, Indra knows well that, you know, see, by the time Vritrasura spoke the prayers, Indra felt ashamed. Initially, he is in vigor to fight. But you know, it's mentioned that no, a person is known when he opens his mouth. When Vritrasura opened his mouth and started speaking those prayers, it takes one to know one. And Indra is, at the end of the day, he's a devotee. So Indra, when I hear those prayers of Vritrasura, it became crystal clear for him. Vritrasura is a pure devotee. So he became reluctant to fight. All the Vrittas telling, "Hare Baba, you will be fixed." Initially he was reluctant to fight because he became demoralized. When you are attached to fruitive results, what will happen? Either you will be puffed up or you will be demoralized. Even in our service also, when you think you are the doer, kartaham ahankaram iti yame kartaham iti manyate, no? So when you think you are the doer, we are always in two states of consciousness, no? Either we are puffed up or we are depressed, demoralized, inferiority complex. So this is what will happen. And Indra, because he is a fruitive person by default will always be has this consciousness of kartaham iti manyate. So Indra when he initially lost, he became demoralized and depressed. So initially he was reluctant to fight because he thought, "I am anyhow going to lose, why should I fight?" I mean, so he is not even ready to fight also. Pehle chhod diya. Vrittasura also knows, but he was still enthusiastic because he is not attached to result, he is attached to doing his duty. But Indra is attached to result because of which initially he was not ready to fight. And then Vrittasura started speaking, you know, prayers and encouraged Indra. And by seeing the faith of Vrittasura, Indra got ashamed. And then after that, the Chatushloki Bhagavatam, after the prayers, Indra got convinced he is a pure devotee. Now because he is a pure devotee, if I kind of, you know, even, I can defeat him, because by the time Indra got confidence, I can defeat Vrittasura. Because Vrittasura himself given that confidence. So even if Indra knows at this point that he can defeat Vrittasura, but still he has some reluctance to fight. Why? Convinced he's a pure devotee, and if I do it, I'll get offense. Already he, offense after offense, do round ho gaya, teesra round hai. First is like a small offense, usko theek se handle nahi kiya, bigger offense. One spiritual master was offended, mental offense. Second time one spiritual master physically offended, no, killed. And this time a pure devotee is supposed to be killed. Matlab, it's getting like, you know, compound interest, you know, multiplication varaya. So exponential growth in offenses, you know. So Indra is this time very careful. So, but why, you see, in one sense Indra should not get any reaction, no? Because Lord bole mardo. If he is doing it purely as a service to the Lord, he would not get any offense. But Indra, he has a desire that, you know, he is fighting, the motive is, he wants to get back the throne. So he has a material desire, but same time he is fearful of offense because he is a Vaishnava, you know. He is a devotee after all, you know. But Vrittasura, because he is a pure devotee and he is not at all attached, because of which he is still ready to fight. And when he saw Indra first time also, because of attachments, you know, because of the output, I may be defeated, he was not ready to fight. Now, because of the output, that I got offense, he is not ready to fight, you know. So then Vrittasura himself tried to instigate Indra by trigger, you know. Both cases he was fruitive, you know. So naturally he wanted to now trigger Indra to fight by attacking Indra. Just like we hear, Advaita Acharya never wanted respect from Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu always respected him, you know. All devotees ke sath Mahaprabhu used to be in one way, but with Advaita Acharya he used to treat him like a father, you know. But Advaita Acharya wanted, you know, Mahaprabhu to treat him like a servant. But Mahaprabhu treat him like a master. And no matter what, Mahaprabhu would not change his stance. So Advaita Acharya, what he does? He starts speaking Mayavad. In assembly, he starts speaking Mayavad. And this news reaches Mahaprabhu, you know. And Mahaprabhu keeps everything aside, you know. Are mere father jaise father figure ye hai, Vaishnava hai, idhar leader hai, sab bagal mein hai, running to Advaita Bhavan, you know. And he starts hitting, you know. He beats Advaita Acharya, you know, in the chest, you know. Are you to destroy Mayavad? You have done so much penance, so much austerities, and you have invited me, you know, so that I can, you know, this was removed. And now you are speaking Mayavad, you know. And Advaita Acharya is laughing. And then later on he jumps. Now I got mercy of Mahaprabhu, you know. So that was a trigger to instigate Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu, of course, you know, he didn't get lost. He wants to reciprocate with the desire of Advaita Acharya, and at the same time wants to teach a lesson. So similarly here, Vrittasura wants to trigger Indra by attacking Indra. So the question comes here now, is that now Vrittasura is a pure devotee, similarly Bhishma is a pure devotee. Now Indra is a mixed devotee, you know. So when Vrittasura, imagine if we are in Vrittasura's position, When Vritrasura came to know that Supreme Lord told Indra that you will be victorious, Vritrasura will be dead. Now, some devotees recently, you know, 2 days back called me. They said, Prabhu, you know, we have prayed so much for so and so devotee in Rajmundry, but that devotee did not survive. So I am disturbed. I am feeling, I am trying to understand actually what is Lord's protection. So I said, I am also disturbed, you know, for the same cause. Somehow I got emotionally attached to that person, that devotee. Although I don't have any confusion, but somehow I am a dissatisfaction, depression. Depression is something, na, many times we experience, it bugs us. A kone pe ek reh gaya, you know, some, because of which I am feeling a heavy heart, you know, that some devotee, you know, such a nice devotee lost his body, you know, already with Pankajangripu's case and all. So I told that devotee that even I was having till yesterday, but today a beautiful class was given by Radhesham Prabhu, because of which I become much more relaxed. He said, Prabhu, kindly share, you know. I said, okay, I will share in a lecture, separate lecture only, not why only you, let everyone hear. So in Vritrasura case, he was not thinking like this, like how we are thinking, you know, at our stage. Like, imagine, now we may not be disturbed because if somebody is dying, you know, we may have prayed, but imagine apna ghar mein koi ho gaya aise. You are a brahmachari, given your life, something happens in your family, and everyone is praying. Seniors, juniors, all leaders didn't survive. You know, sometimes the thought comes, depending on our rawness in our spiritual life, this question comes, you know, is Krishna hearing us? Why Krishna did not protect him? He could have done it also. No? But Vritrasura is not thinking like this. Why Krishna is not protecting me? I am a pure devotee. You know? Why I am supposed to die and why a mixed devotee like Indra is supposed to survive, you know? Even an iota of such thought was not there. Similarly, Bhishma, you know? Although I understand Pandava, Krishna is on the side of Pandavas, but I am also a pure devotee. Maybe Krishna will protect me also, you know? Maybe. I understand because Krishna is on the side of Pandavas. Pandavas will survive, will be victorious, no doubt. And Kauravas will be lost. But because I am a pure devotee, I may not die in the battlefield, you know? Pura Kauravas mar jayega. But shayad mein rakh jaunga. Possible, eh? Because we see in the Mahabharata, at the end of the entire Mahabharata, three people survived, no? Kritavarma, Ashwatthama, and who is the other person? Somebody. Huh? Kripacharya. Kripacharya, Kritavarma, and Ashwatthama, the three people survived, no? So Bhishma could also survive, no? I mean, come on, you know? Possible, right? So they also fought in the battlefield, you know? I don't know, where my mind is always going to be. Huh? But it doesn't have to be that way, no? So it's not that Bhishma was thinking, Chalo, I will not die because I am a pure devotee and Krishna will not. Or Vritrasura was thinking, disturbed. Hey, aisa kaise Bhagwan ne kar diya na, hum to devotee hai, no? So they didn't have any iota of such kind of doubt or question that why Lord is not protecting his pure devotee. Because they are convinced Lord will protect his pure devotee. They have no doubt, you know. Vritrasura is telling, are maadavala me bhagavatam chelijaunga. What does that go to show? He is fighting demigods who are Lord's representatives, but still he is confident, I will go back to Godhead, whether in victory or defeat. But Indra is also fighting with the devotee, but he knows by killing Vritrasura, I will get offenses, you know, karma reactions, you know. So Vritrasura is so confident, by fighting with devotees also, still I will go back to Godhead, because he is assured of Lord's, because a pure devotee is convinced Lord will always protect his devotee. Always 100% protect his devotee. Are but mar raha hai. Phir bhi confident hai. Kaise? That is where the crux of that today's discussion. What Rajeshampur mentioned, which I was so pleased to hear, you know. So Prabhu says, but the problem with the conditioned soul, the problem with, you know, at a conditioned stage is that we take this body too seriously. And we think, when it comes to protection, when it comes to shelter, our consciousness centered and lingered around the body, even after becoming a devotee, you know. Even after becoming a devotee, still, that bodily consciousness is there, because of which we tend to evaluate or judge the production and all the stuff at the bodily consciousness. Which means when the body, imagine the person survives the hospital and comes back, we think here is the Lord has protected him. And he dies sometimes, I'm not generalizing, but maybe Lord, sometimes people think maybe Lord, why he could not protect him like this, But because we think this body is all and all, many times, unconsciously, despite knowing the soul concept, we sometimes get a little disturbed. For Lord, the body is not that important actually. When we talk of the Lord's protection, it is much, much more than what we think is protection actually. It is towards a spiritual journey, for his eternal journey. That is where the Lord's level, protection level happens. And at a body level also Lord will protect, if it requires to be protected actually. He is not that, he will not say, "Arey, chalo, bhautik, materially I have no protection, only spiritual protection." Aisa nahi hai. He will also protect materially when it needs to be. But sometimes when it is not needed, or maybe sometimes that we can't see, that material level survival may be a little obstructing to the spiritual level, he may not also, So, a pure devotee, because he is not at all at a bodily consciousness, he is consciousness on an eternal journey and at a spiritual platform, assured actually. And the devotee is convinced. So, because of which, materially, even things go in his favor, or even doesn't go in his favor, in both cases, he is stable actually and is confident. And we can see the example of Bharat Maharaj. Just now I was thinking, See, Bharat Maharaj, he is at the stage of the bhava, preliminary. He entered preliminary stage of bhava. Come on, Pure devotee doesn't even have to go to bhava platform, Even before bhava also, we can call him a pure devotee, So, bhava sthayi pe chala gaya, What is that shloka, Yo dushta jaan, dara suta, Putra dara dinati, Uttama shloka lala sa, Yahav Malavad, Uttama shloka lala sa, He has given up, his kingdom, family, parents, everything just like a stool. Stool matlab kya? You pass stool, you see, arey mera stool hai, Usko prajar karta hai kya? You don't even look at our stool also, It was there with you 1 second before in your stomach, in your body. But we don't even look at that. We are so averse, so detached from our stool, Similarly, Bharat Maharaj would give up like that. He didn't even turn back. Such an advanced person, he has go to forest. He is completely in trance of the Lord. And when he is praying for the Lord, tears are coming, Which means in what stage he is. But then, what happened, Why he has to die? Think about it, Why he has to die, Or why Lord did not protect him? He has given up all shelters, taken Lord's shelter, and is doing something. But bechara na usko mar gaye. Lord did not protect him. What it means by Lord's protection, Lord didn't protect him. Come on, Lord has really protected him actually. According to his, it could be according to his karma also, or of course in Bharat Maharaj, it's a little exception that Lord saw that a pure devotee of the Lord is just going astray. The Lord immediately wants to put him back in his position, so he gives a slap. So there are always two things in this world: temptation, tribulation. Two T's. Temptation means somehow the sense gratification. Sense gratification means not only sense. Sense means six senses, not including the mind. So Bharat Maharaj, the sixth sense, the mind, at a mental level he got attached to the deer. So it's a sense gratification at a mental platform. Not a gross platform, mental subtle platform, So temptation. So whenever a devotee of the Lord, he falls in temptation, Lord will sometimes give him tribulation. Tribulation means difficulties, which you can make kind of include even death also. So in the case of Bharat Maharaj, so apparently if you see somebody who has done so much to obtain the Lord, imagine abhi koi rishi muni gaya hai forest mein, meditation kar rahe, koi sher aake kaa liya usko, I'm just angling, Somebody is meditating and some tiger ate him. Arey, ye kya hai? Dekho, he's meditating on the Lord, feel a tiger ate him, What kind of protection? Where is the Lord, He's meditating on the Lord, sab chod diya. Bhagwan ki sharan pe a gaya. That's the reason I don't go to forest, I stay in my home, Because I had to protect myself. Bhagwan ke bachaya kya? Wo Bhagwan ke liye, that fellow trusted the Lord, he went to forest, but some tiger ate him, Sometimes people will think like this, no? imagine this case study happens. People will think like this, no? So in the case of Bharat Maharaj also, it is dead accident, no? Accidental death means, you know, it's like, you know, we say, oh, Lord didn't protect. But actually Lord protected him, you know. Lord really protected him, you know. Lord has done so much favor to Bharat. Forget about injustice. Lord has been actually more partial also, you know. Forget about Lord did injustice to Bharat, you know. Lord did not reciprocate with. Oh, baat hi nahi hai. Kaise? He got an animal body because of his, the material laws will work. According to the material law, he deserves an animal body, you know. Right, because his consciousness is on the deer. But even in the animal body, his bhakti is intact and he is remembering the past life. Tell me which animal in this creation, you know, will remember his past life, you know. And his attachment, his taste was intact. And Lord intensified his separation. Bharat's separation from him, you know. So as a deer, he is practicing more bhakti. Actually, an animal cannot do devotional service, no. So Lord not only reminded him, Lord has given him the opportunity also. As a deer also is hearing, you know. And after the deer's body is over, then he got Jada Bharat and further, you know, amplified bhakti. So Lord has protected his bhakti and gave the memory and all is maintained. So that, why the memory was maintained? That is the benediction actually. When we say Lord protects his devotee, this is what is protection. Imagine if Lord is not protecting him. According to his karma, uske animal body mil gaya. Jaise karmi se. Whatever they have at the time of death, they get the according body. Devotee ka bhi bechara ne itna karne ke baad bhi, because of some slip, he also got an animal body. What is the difference? Where is the protection? Aray, protection is there. You think, you know, by Bharat not dying, you know, that is the protection? Come on, you know. He will be more and more, even more astray also sometimes, you know. He would have gone even more, slided down. But Lord, even animal life really protected his bhakti, because of which, even in animal life, he has full remembrance. And because of which, he felt so bad, guilty, and he became even extra cautious. I should not repeat the mistake. Which means Lord has put him back in his actual position, in a right position, so that again unko na wo kaccha road mein jaake detour ho raha tha, unko nikal ke udhar se nikal ke dobara highway mein rakha. That means is always yoga kshemam vahamyaham. What he has, Lord preserved it. Unka bhakti ke intact rakha. What he lacked, he was going wrong direction, he gave it, you know, he provided it again by putting in the right track. Actually, that's protection, no? So, as a devotee of the Lord, we should be convinced that Lord protection doesn't confine to bodily platform. It extends much beyond than that. You know, we have seen, you know, in the case of Prahlad and many case studies, we can see Gajendra and all, that protection is even at the material platform. You know, but that when we talk of like in 7th canto, Narasimha Chaturthi is coming. When we talk about what actually, you know, the point of discussion in 7th canto is not how Lord protected Prahlad's life and body. That's not the thing, you know. I spoke many times in the Acharya's comment. What actually the speciality of the 7th canto of Bhagavatam is, how Lord protected Prahlad's faith despite all that stuff. So that is actually the protection, the actual protection what Narasimhadev gave to Prahlad, you know. He has every reason to be tempted and to kind of, you know, because his own guru also apparently, as part of Leela, is saluting Hiranyakashipu. Still his faith was intact actually, you know. So that is the actual protection Lord offered, you know. So similarly for all of us also, you know, that Rajashampur is saying, if we are sincere and if we are serious in the practice of bhakti, just doing whatever our authorities and acharyas have given, just following and doing the limbs of bhakti, the Lord becomes pleased in our heart. Here is a sincere soul. And when the Lord is pleased, how Lord reciprocates? Our Lord protects us, He protects and He reciprocates, He rewards by giving us more faith. So when He gives more faith, the intricacies of bhakti, we can go deep into the intricacies of bhakti and we develop more faith in the intricacies of bhakti. This is how Lord reciprocates when He sees that we are doing what was asked us to do. Just when, that is called sincerity. And when we do it with intensity, that is called seriousness. So when the sincerity and seriousness is seen in a sadhaka, Lord reciprocates, you know, by giving him more faith and more conviction, right? So we see Lord has actually offered protection to, you know, Bharat. So this brings us to the point that actually prayers are always effective. Rajashampur is mentioning that so many devotees in Pune and all over the world, you know, who knows him, naturally, you know, they all, I mean, when a problem comes, they go to a sadhu, you know, and they request him to pray. He said, I have prayed for so many devotees, and I have even visited some devotees, he said, you know. He said, and I have seen there are some who survived, came back to their home safely, and there are some who didn't survive, and they left their bodies in the hospitals. But I am very convinced and I am very confident that my prayers are effective and worked in both the cases. You are understanding this point? That means, even in whether in the case of the person who has survived and came back, or whether the person who has gave up his body in the hospital, in both cases, the devotees have been praying. Some survived, some didn't survive. But in both cases, the prayers are effective. It's not that, you know, like for example, some devotees, you know, like Pankajangiri Prabhu, or as I'm mentioning about this Rajamandri devotee in particular, you know. So many devotees prayed and he didn't survive. Does that mean those prayers are not effective? Come on, you know. So many devotees are praying, all that will go to the spiritual credits, and Lord will surely, you know, Lord will surely take each and every prayer into consideration, and that he will give even more reward and even more protection to that soul's eternal journey. That's why prayers will never go in vain, you know. Prayers never go in vain. Even, and that is the reason, actually, ideally speaking, even those devotees, when they pray, if you so desire, kindly help him. That is, the Prabhupada also set an example, you know. Prabhupada, even when he was extremely sick, the devotee said, we want to pray for your survival. Prabhupada said, no, you know. Two times it happens, in 1968 and 1977. 68, Prabhupada said, my master has not finished his business. Itna hi bolo bole. Which goes to show that Prabhupada wants to finish his business if Krishna wants him to do. What is his business? To fulfill his spiritual master's instruction. Writing books and preaching. Right? So he has set a standard, actually, you know. Even when we do, so ideally the prayer should be, after understanding this, that, you know, if you so desire, kindly, you know, protect this person, even materially also. But also always, you know, spiritual protection is something we should always pray for him. So because so many thousands and thousands and thousands of devotees prayed for devotee, for sure, actually, you know, Lord will offer him extra protection because he will hear every prayer. Right? When I was in hospital, I was moved, you know. The day before Pankajangiri Prabhu gave up his body, you know. The same day when Pankajangiri Prabhu gave up his body, you know, that day the devotees arranged, you know, special chanting, you know. And almost more than 200 plus devotees were chanting, you know. 8 rounds non-stop, you know. Krishnamayi Mataji asked me, you know, can I, you know, take a session like this? I was thinking, you know, initially devotees were chanting at home. I thought, why they are wasting their time, you know. I said, no need, you know. But when she said, you know, I want all devotees to chant, I became a little greedy, you know. So this way, the new people can chant, that's good only, you know. I said, let it be. But I didn't expect, you know, 200 plus will be there, because morning anyhow they chanted. So 200 plus devotees are chanting, and I also logged in to see that, you know. So I was feeling that I am so fortunate soul, you know. That 1 hour itself, no, 8 rounds plus into 200 plus, you know. And that day only, no, this is Ashram Hospital. You are first floor, no? I was in ground floor, you know. And mera samne ekad mar gaya tha, bada aadmi tha, you know. The ICU in which I was kept was a special ICU, which was reserved only for the closest people of that hospital administration. That means each and everyone is a big shot, you know. Kitna bhi big shot hai. Even that I am seeing the people in front of me, they may be crorepatis, they can't afford 50,000 per day in hospital, and they may have made so much fortune, so much success, they must have climbed so much in their life, they may have hundreds of followers, but still, in the most important moment of their life, the most important moment of their life, what was happening to them? Is there even one person who is praying for them, you know? Okay, at max the family member will be crying and saying, oh, Bhagwan, unko bachalo, no? Unko garane do bolke. But is there anyone who is paying for his spiritual life, you know? Not even one, you know? But for me, so many people, you know? I was shocked the other day, that devotee whose husband died, you know? Very wonderful devotee, you know? The full-time devotee, Grihastha of Rajamandri. So that lady was telling, her husband can die any time, but she was telling, even in that time, I was chanting 4 rounds for you, Prabhu, she said, actually, you know? इट वॉज लाइक शॉक फॉर मी. हस्बैंड मर रहे हैं मतलब किसी के बारे में सोच नहीं सकता है ना. एंड ही हिमसेल्फ इज ऑन वेंटिलेटर एंड एनी टाइम ही मे दिस थिंग बट दे आर प्रेइंग फॉर अस. तो आई फेल्ट एक्चुअली रियली आई फेल्ट दैट आई एम द मोस्ट फॉर्चुनेट पीपल. मर भी गए तो क्या नुकसान है उस समय ना. आई नो माई सिचुएशन इज नॉट क्रिटिकल, आई मीन नथिंग मे हैपन ऑफकोर्स, बट देख रहे हैं कभी भी ना कोविड का इट बिकमिंग लाइक यू नो अपसेट डाउन इन आवर्स. So anything can happen anytime. That can happen to any one of us actually for that matter. But the way it, things are happening, I am recovering phase. I know that I am going to be normal in no time. But mujhe laga kare, imagine something may go wrong, suddenly some medicine may, you know, react adversely and even something happens. Bole kuch chinta nahi hai. I am most fortunate. You know, itna log, you know, itna pyar se, itna shraddha se Bhagwan, people are praying for the Lord. What is the loss actually, you know? So devotee of the Lord should be convinced of this. And this lady, I thought like, you know, she stopped talking to everyone. I asked Rajmundry congregation, is that lady in a talking terms? She said she is not talking to anyone. She is not picking up phone calls. She is whole day chanting and reading Bhagavatam. I thought maybe I should call her, you know, after 3-4 days. But I thought if she lifts, I will talk. Otherwise, I will not talk. She lifted the phone call, you know, because she has been always every day asking me to pray for her husband also, you know. Then because I heard from Radhesh Shambhu, it's fresh in my mind. So I thought of speaking something to console her and pacify her. But when I started speaking, then she started saying actually, Prabhu, I am feeling jealous of my husband, you know. 2 days, till the time he was dying, suddenly I am in anxiety. But after the death, you know, I am feeling he is the most fortunate person, you know. Thousands of people prayed for him, you know, in Tirupati and many temples, you know, they did special abhishekams and pujas for his protection. And so much of prayers and blessings are him, you know. So uska to kitna acha destination hoga. Krishna will take all that into account, na. He will surely give him a wonderful destination, you know. I don't know whether when I am going to die, you know, whether I'm going, so many are going to pray for me, you know. Abhi COVID time pe jo mar rahe fortunate souls hai, you know. Devotees, you know. Because there is a lot of sympathy and everyone is praying so fervently. See, devotees always, I mean, he said, you know, my husband may die anytime and things may not be so intense, you know. ये मैं अचानक एक्सीडेंट का मर गया कोई उनका कितना लोग उनको प्रार्थना करता था. बट एवरी डे फॉर ऑलमोस्ट 10 days दे डिवोटीज प्रेड फॉर हिम, यू नो, सो फेरवेंटली ग्लोरियस डेथ है बोला, यू नो. तो मैंने सोचा आई वॉज ट्राइंग टू गिव हर फेथ, यू नो, बट एक्चुअली शी इज गिविंग मी फेथ एंड कन्विक्शन. मेरा थियरी है नथिंग हैपन टू फॉर एनी वन नियर एंड डियर वंस, फॉर समबडी हू इज अ लाइव विटनेस एंड फर्स्ट हैंड स्टिल हैविंग दैट. आई थॉट कृष्णा नॉट ओनली प्रोटेक्टेड हर हस्बैंड, Krishna is protecting her. The fact she could speak that statement, that I am feeling so confident and comfortable, I mean so, secure, Prabhu, I am not having any insecurity, she said. How can a lady whose parents died 3 months before, on the way to temple, accident, on the way to temple, husband died after spending 20 lakh rupees, somebody who's serving full time, itna tragedies mein so a lady can speak like this, that means Krishna is protecting her, her faith also, her conviction, her spiritual protection. She is not at all, in no way she was anyway, rather her absorption, holy name absorption, Bhagavad further encouraged. She said that while my husband used to be at home, he would always make me work like work me so much, ki koi bhi devotee ko kuch bhi chahiye seva bol, mere bolte tum karo no. I should tell her, अरे तुम मंदिर में रह जाओ, नो आई कैन रीड, आई विल गेट मोर टाइम, आई कैन रीड भागवतम एंड आई कैन चैंट मोर, नो. सो आई ऑलवेज टेल माई हस्बैंड यू स्टे एट टेम्पल, घर में रात भी मत आओ. सेट नाउ माई हस्बैंड परमानेंटली स्टेड इन, नो, राधा श्याम सुंदर, सर नाउ राधा गोपीनाथ. नाउ आई यूज टू से कैजुअली, बट दैट वर्ड्स बिकम ट्रू. नाउ आई एम गोइंग टू जस्ट कंप्लीट डेडिकेट माई लाइफ फॉर चैंटिंग इन भागवतम, सर. देन आई सेड आई वॉन्ट टू सर्व यू सम वे, नो. So take me as your younger brother and you can anytime call me. Anytime, for you, I'll pick up my call, I told him. So I want to support, you know. And let me know how can I support you, I asked her. She only told me one thing, that, you know, I accepted you as my Shiksha Guru after hearing your classes. So if you can, kindly call me once in a while and just ask me how my sadhana and chanting is going on, you know. Come on, you know. I said, I don't ask my authorities, you know. Kindly, I am not reporting, you know, and I am not expecting my authorities should ask me how my chanting and sadhana going on. She is telling, if you can serve me, kindly ask me these two questions. How my chanting is going on and how my you know, this is going on. So I saw that he's protected her also. And then I quoted this shloka, you know, Lord Adishambhu spoke, which is so relevant, you know. Bhagavatam, first canto, it comes in first canto, chapter number 11, shloka number 7. You know, I know that shloka, but still I just wanted to read out. This is the shloka when Krishna returns to Dwaraka, you know. The Dwaraka vasis were deprived of Krishna's, you know, association for so much time. So when ultimately when Krishna returns, they felt like somebody who has been drowning and somehow pulled up. They were not able to breathe. Aise unka situation tha. So when finally when Krishna blows his conch shell, immediately they got their lives back. So all of them, gents, ladies, everyone, they are doing different activities. Some are combing their house, some are wearing their clothes, some are, you know, milking the cows, some are feeding their babies. They're doing different activities, but sab chod diya. Mother is feeding her baby ko bakal mein rakh di. Somebody is wearing the clothes, pura clothes bhi pura pehna nahi. Sab jo bhi kaam hai, they left. Some are combing their hair, without combing only they came out. Lady will never come out without combing, you know, in Vedic life. Modern life, ladies will never comb only, you know. So whatever position they are in, and the moment they heard Lord Krishna's conch shell, they all came out, you know, to have glance of Krishna. That is the lifeline, you know. And there they quote this shloka, you know. Bhavaya nastvam bhava vishwa bhavana tvameva mata suhrut patipita tvam sadgurum na paramamcha daivatam yasyana vritya krutuno babu vima. You know, this is such a wonderful shloka, you know. Bhava and Astam Bhava Vishwa Bhavana. So they're telling that you are the maintainer of the universe. The beginning itself they mentioned. And then they say, Twameva Mata Surut Patipita. Said, my dear Lord, you know, you are actually our mother, father, real friend, and our husband, maintainer. See, in this world, each one of us, our love, our heart is shared across all these people. Is it not a part of our heart? See, even today, part of our heart spaces for your father. A part of our heart is spaces for your mother. Part of your heart is for brothers. Part of our heart is for friends. Part of our heart is for spiritual master. Part of our heart is for Supreme Lord. Is it not? Tell me. Right? Imagine, ab apne pitaji ko to operation ho raha hai ghar mein. How much you are thinking about your father? Tumhara Guru Maharaj ko ho raha hai. Utna nahi sochoge. You will be more. Even today, after becoming Brahmacharya 20 years ke baad bhi, Sri Krishna was telling this point actually. When my husband, my spiritual master was getting, you know, operated for his stones in gallbladder, I was thinking, chalo, Maharaj ko operation ho raha hai, chalo ho raha hai. Baad mein puchha, Maharaj kaisa hai, no? But when my father was getting operated, I was whole day conscious, arre, kaise, anxiety, you know. Our heart is, you know, it's like multiple compartments, you know. But here these people are telling, all compartments are occupied by you. You are only our father. You are only our mother. You are only our relative. You are only our maintainer also. You are only our guru also. Paramamcha Devatam. You are only our Supreme Lord. No? Sab aapi hai amar jindagi mein. Yasyana vritya krutuno babu vima. You are the our maintainer. Kindly, amar ek hi ichcha hai. Keep continue showering your dances upon us. So, they are telling Krishna, you are, so this is the word telling. So you are our protector, maintainer, everything, you know. Right? So, devotee should be convinced actually. Lord is our actual protector and maintainer. You know? Of course, when I told this lady, this shloka, she said, Prabhu, since today morning, I am thinking of this point only, Bole. I don't know this shloka, but this is the same point I am thinking. I was thinking, 3 months before, both my father and mother were killed in the accident. So, telling my dear Krishna, she was telling, that I was thinking since morning this point, my dear Krishna, you have taken my father away, taken my mother away. So, my heart space for my father and mother you have occupied. Now you have taken my husband also away. That means now you have become my father. Earlier there I was, when you have a father, you think he is my father. But now who is my father? Krishna is my father. Mother is abhi nahi hai. Mera mother Radharani hai. Mera husband nahi hai. Husband means maintainer. Bartha means maintainer. You know? Barincheva Bartha. Bartha is the maintainer. Now who is my maintainer? You are the maintainer. He said, I am thinking that now, that means all my other upadhis you are cutting and you are occupying their positions, he said actually. मैंने सुना बाप रे सैल्यूट है बाप रे ना, एंड दिस इज अ फैक्ट एक्चुअली, थिंक अबाउट इट. प्रहलाद दास सेस ना दिस बालस्य नेहम शरणम एनु. सो आई टोल्ड दिस लेडी दस दिस श्लोक एंड दिस बालस्य नेहम श्लोक एनु. आई सेड दैट सी माताजी नेवर बिकम इनसिक्योर दैट नाउ यू डोंट हैव योर हस्बैंड यू नो पेरेंट्स आल्सो नॉट देयर. आई सेड इवन व्हेन योर हस्बैंड इज देयर डू नॉट यू शुड नॉट थिंक यू शुड नेवर थिंक your husband is your protector. Actually Krishna is your protector, not your husband, you know. But how he is protecting? Through your husband actually. And now that husband is not there, he has taken your, Krishna has taken your husband, now Krishna will still continue offering his protection through some other source, and that source could be your children, that source could be your relatives, that source could be your devotees, or that source could be some particular Vaishnava, whomever it is, you know. So now you are in a distress, devotees are helping you, or somebody is helping you, but it are going to help you. But understand, whichever corner the help is going to come, that help is also Krishna only doing through the persons. When Mr. Doctor, you know, came last Sunday to temple, he told me, "You are very fortunate, the medicines worked upon you, because of which you recovered very quickly." But some people, the people with came with same intensity as yours, not so more serious than yours, even with your level of seriousness, medicine didn't work, it aggravated, they died, he said actually. In your case, in 2 days only, we are very clear that you are normal. Because medicine not properly worked on you. I was just laughing. It's actually not medicines, you know, it's Krishna, you know. You called us, you got an ICU. So I am grateful to you, certainly I'll be grateful to you, but I know it's not you, you know. It's Krishna supported me through you. Krishna supported me through that medicine. So devotee should be clear. It's not that this temple is maintained by donor. Oh, donor, what will happen? अरे इसको लॉकडाउन आ रहा है, अभी सब बूढ़े लोग मर रहे हैं, हाँ मेरे मंदिर के सबसे बड़ा डोंट मर गया रिसेंटली, नो वॉट विल हैपन. अरे कृष्णा इज गिविंग मी मेंटेनिंग अस, नॉट द डोनर्स, इज मेंटेनिंग अस थ्रू द डोनर. नाउ दैट पर्सन हैज गॉन, नाउ कृष्णा वॉन्ट्स कंटिन्यू मेंटेनिंग अस, ही विल मेंटेन अस थ्रू सम अदर पर्सन एक्चुअली, इज द मेंटेनर. यस्टरडे इन काउंसिल मीटिंग यू नो राधना स्वामी वाज टेलिंग, प्रभुपाद टोल्ड इन न्यू वृंदावन, he said, all of you continue following the limbs of your devotional service and Krishna will maintain you wonderfully. Bole. So as long as we do our duty properly, Krishna, ye aadmi gaya, aur kiske dwara karayega. He will do. He will choose who is the fortunate soul who wants to serve me. Through him, he will serve us. He will maintain us. So I said the same thing. Mata, be convinced that, you know, even today, Krishna is maintaining you. Before also, Krishna is only maintaining you. That conviction, devotee of the Lord should have it. That conviction actually. You know? Like this Balasya Neham Shloka, if you think about what the Shloka means. It says, you know, Balasya Neha Na Iha Charanam Pitarav Narasimha. You know? It says a child, for a child, who is the maintainer? Parents. But actually Prahlad is telling, my dear Lord, for a child also, parents are not the maintainer. You are the maintainer. Because when you are maintaining it through parents, and when you take back, no, tavat vibhut anupitam tvad upekshitanam, tvad upekshitanam, when you do upeksha means when you give up, then the same parents may be there, you will not be able to take care of the child. You see, one of the richest person in Andhra Pradesh, you know, Mr. Narayan, okay, he has one child, Narayana Institution, you know, na 8 academy, you know, all over India, you know, so rich person, you know, hundreds and thousands of crores, maybe, you know, rich, thousands of crores he has empire, you know. One child died, he got a best of the cars, SUV. Oh, aisa car hai ki kitna bhi accident ho jaye, nothing happened to the patient inside, person inside. Whatever be the accident, nothing happens to the person. You know? Still, that son went, you know, hit a divider. He got it from 140 to 200. He died on the spot, actually. One son. So, even the richest parents, you know, they can't protect, you know. They can protect till the time Lord wants to protect you. Then, when Lord wants to protect, he can protect through parents. Similarly, when a person is drowning, you know, Nartasa Chagodam Udanvati Majjito Navu, you know. So when a person is drowning in the Madhya in the ocean, the Nauka means a ship or a boat, is bent to protect. So when a person is drowning, what is looking in general count? Kiske liye so rok dar hoga hai? Krishna Krishna nahi bolta hai aadmi. Bhagwan ko nahi puchta hai. Kisko puchta hai? Sprite puchta hai kya? Cinema puchta hai. Kya puchta hai us samay? Boat. Kidhar hai boat, you know? He looks everywhere boat. Kahi koi boat hai kya bolke? So what does it mean? He thinks boat is the shelter which can save me now. Money will not save. Gold will not save. Stocks, politicians, He doesn't think of any of those things. He thinks about boat. He thinks boat will save me. But Prahlad is saying, my dear Lord, a boat, people think a boat will save a drowning person. Actually, boat is not the savior. Boat is not the shelter. Who is shelter? You are the shelter. When you want to save a person, you will send a boat. It's not the boat. It's Krishna who is saving us. A devotee of the Lord should be convinced of this point actually. Otherwise, even the big, best of the ships, Titanic, the first voyage itself, Gaya, the ship that even God cannot sink. Kitana envious hai log na. The first voyage mein Gaya hai na. Theek hai, you want to wait such a bandar, bolo, best ship ever. Aise likh sakta hai na. Exclusively kyun likhna hai, even God cannot sink. But jab bhi humko thoda bhi mauka mil gaya, you want to defeat God actually. First voyage Gaya uska hai na. Similarly, you know, for a patient, who is the shelter? Doctor is the shelter, medicine is the shelter. But Lord is telling, my dear Lord, for a dying patient, actual doctor and medicine is not the shelter. Who is the shelter? You are the shelter, even for him. That is the reason our shelter should not be in doctors and medicines, in Krishna. But we take doctor and medicine. Why? Because if Lord wants to protect me, he will protect me through this doctor and medicine. So I will accept it, you know. So whether I am surviving, also it is Lord only is helping us actually. So devotee of the Lord is convinced that because when Lord doesn't give us shelter, I mean to say, you know, in that way, bodily level, then the doctor and patient, that the medicine will help. Wohi doctor hai, wohi medicine hai, dusron ke administer kar rahe, administering others, they didn't survive, but for you, it recovered in no time actually. Same level of seriousness in lungs. Jitna mera ko hai, same level of seriousness of other people, they didn't survive. This is a medicine worker bola unhone. Arre medicine nahi kaam ke bhai. Bhagwan chahe aur kuch din to bazar bahut conditioned ho. Is samay mar gaya to narak chale jayega. Aur kuch din jeene do usko, no? So like this, no? So we should be convinced that, you know, that here is, I know when Lord wants to protect, he will protect us through different agencies. And we should know our shelter should not be in those agencies actually. And protection at a body level is not, we shouldn't be stuck with the protection of the body level. And Radheshampur was telling this point that actually what matters is the quality of our life more than the quantity of our life. You know, Shankaracharya, how many years he lived? He said 26 years. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how many years they lived? 48 years. So all the great souls who has influenced the society at large, who has influenced the world, if you see, they have lived very short lives. But what was their influence? No? So similarly, he said that with a trace merely 500 years, what is the use actually? So, protection at a bodily platform, you know, even if Lord protects us, but then, you know, Prabhu is giving an example that there is a, you know, Pushtimarga devotee, his name is Krishna Das. I think he is Chaupati connected congregation. He was in a bike, got an accident. And bike was skidded one side and he was skidding another side. Was skid hote hote, divided ko the sir lag gaya. And his head broke, skull broke and he died on the spot. And devotees were disturbed. He is such a nice kirtaniya, such a nice pracharak and devotee and this thing, how it happened like this, you know. And this question was asked to Maharaj. You know? Maharaj said, you know, now tell me, you know, if he survived. And all the pain and accidents and all, you know, like a vegetable, you know, useless, you know. And 3-4 people always take, has to support him and all. So is that better? Or, you know, let him finish his karma and let get him, you know, another better body and he will continue doing the same services with more intensity, which is better actually. You know? So all devotees keep quiet. They didn't say, na, are kyun aise ho gaya, aise kyun hua, aise kyun hua. So don't worry. You think, you know, this is aise kyun, Bhagavan ko, he knows better than us. And he will take care of him. You don't have to worry about it. So Radheshampur is telling that especially a brahmachari should strongly be rooted in these principles. He said, a brahmachari has no upadhi other than Krishna. So we don't have bank balances. We don't have, any other things and all. You know? So for us, it's more easy to survive and depend on Krishna. You know? For grihasthas, it's relatively difficult, you know, because they have so many upadhis. You know? Right? So he's telling, it is the responsibility of the brahmachari to give shelter, assurance and confidence to these people, you know, who are affected. He's telling that's a great service we all have to do now. You know? See, now already even within our circle so many people are, you know, in hospitals and so many are dying also. You know? And it may happen even more later. We don't know how things are going to pan out. You know? So he's telling that we have to, first of all, be rooted in these principles. and we should give them assurance, and we should tell them that you are fortunate. So I told her actually that you are fortunate because you got such a husband who has served so many, I asked him how many years before you came to Krishna consciousness. So I applied the same principles what Radhe Shyamprabhu applied actually. That 15 years, you know, full-time serving, 15 years, you know, leading the kirtan and giving pleasure to Radha Gopinath, what a fortune actually, you know. Isse aur kya fortune ho sakta hai, you know. 15 years as a lead singer, you know, you are praying, singing for Gopinath, what more fortune, you know. I mean, instead of say 80 years also you're living in a Jamindar family, if you're not a devotee and not serving, then what is the use that of that life, you know. So the quality of the life, what your husband has lived, is so wonderful and so fortunate, and because he does so much service and because of so many devotees who prayed for him, for sure he got a very good destination. And Radhe Shyamprabhu told the shloka number 6.40 Bhagavad Gita, nahi karliyana katrich, what is the shloka, na gachati vikas, no, vinash, that is like, you know, yoga brashta, no, when Arjuna asks about what is the destination of yoga brashta, that time, you know, this shloka was quoted by Krishna actually, you know. He says, my devotee of the Lord, yah nahi kalyana, you know, krit karchit durgatim tat gachati. Durgatim tat gachati means he will not meet with such a, my devotee of the Lord will not meet with any destruction. Prabhu is telling, even if you are having so many, you know, like whether you are a brahmacharya grihastha, we may have so many desires in our heart. Sometimes people have desire to eat so opulent food, you know, and all sorts of things, or sometimes devotee may have attraction for opposite sex. And even if you are, you know, breaking regular principles also, you know, or having desire for opposite sex also, even then, you know, Krishna will send you to heaven, you will enjoy with all apsaras, you will fulfill your desires, you know, jobi material desires you have, and you will get a nice Prabhu is giving, you know. He is such a simple man. He thinks, you know, opulent food means basmati rice with ghee and with a nice dal. I was thinking, my God, what a simplicity, you know. If somebody asks me, I am also attached to food, you know, somebody asks me what he wanted to eat now, feast, I will never say basmati rice with ghee and dal, you know. Rajesh Maharaj says, oh, devotees are attached to food, pulao, kadi, chole, you know. But that's not a feast for me, you know. That's average food, you know. But for him, that is itself is a feast, you know, because he's so simple, you know, in eating. He says, if you have a desire to eat opulent, still you will go to Krishna will send you to heaven. If you have attachment with opposite sex, still he will give you the apsaras, you know. But whatever material desires you have also, Krishna will fulfill that. And still he will consider your bhakti. You have to come back, and still he will allow you to practice bhakti without losing it. So whether you are a pure devotee, impure devotee, progressing devotee, in all cases you are a fortunate person, you know. Because Krishna is taking care of you, personally guiding you and helping you out, you know. Of course, we should try to be, you know, coming to pure devotional service, you know, and improve the quality of our life. So that's as important actually. And the other things are not so important, you know. So with this I want to conclude today's class. So what is the essence is that devotee of the Lord, you know, should understand that Lord's protection extends beyond his body platform, you know, and much more actually. And he knows what is our, you know, hit more than what we know about ourselves. And prayers, you know, even one prayer offered by one conditioned devotee is also not wasted. Prayers are never in vain actually. You know, it's not that, you know, only when you have certain end result in mind, you know, when that happens, that is only, you know, that is only these prayers are heard. You know, it's not like that, you know. So which goes to show that we should all, so I am requesting all to chant 4 extra rounds, you know. See, I am asking congregation to chant. I am asking new people to chant. And every day 200 plus are coming. You know, as brahmacharis, at least that much we should do actually. We should try to chant more. At least 4 rounds we should all try to chant more, you know. So try to attend that slot, you know. You also join online. Turn your video on so that they see, you know, shaved heads are, you know, chanting, you know. They will feel more inspired to come, you know. I am also trying somehow. I am so, you know, like unregulated. I am not able to join. But every day I am thinking, today I am going to lead. Today I am going to lead. I am going to do it for sure, you know. That's my desire. I want to chant at least 4 extra rounds for all these people actually. There is a least as sadhus. Sadhu means one who lives for others. But actually, modern Kali Yuga means sadhu means one who is, you know, depending on others, you know. Many times, you know, we are eating fruits and everything, giving by public and congregation, you know. All the karma we are taking, we should at least give something in return, you know. We should at least stand for extra rounds for the dying people and for the suffering people. That's the least we should do actually. So try to do that, okay. And for sure, you know, they will be benefited. Irrespective of, you know, whether what they are thinking benefit will happen or not, they will be benefited actually. Right? So Vritrasur, because he is a pure devotee, his consciousness is not on bodily platform, he is super confident of the protection offered by the Lord, because of which he is telling, even if I die, I will go back to Godhead, you know. And which is anyhow destined. So chalo, let it happen fast. But still, Lord wants me to fight, I will not be attached. I mean, if you are fruitive, then you will not fight. Why should I fight? He is doing his duty detached way, with devotion, with full confidence in Lord's protection actually. That is the reason he is doing so nicely. Similarly, all of us also should be, you know, we should be very confident of Lord's protection actually. You know? Our protection, our dependent's protection also. And for brahmachari, this is very important point actually. Sometimes we think, oh, my parents ka kya hoga, you know, my brahmachari ban gaya to, what will happen to my parents and all. We understand, you know, when Lord wants to protect them, he is protecting through you. It's not that you are protected, you are protecting them actually. That's a fool number one. Somebody thinks like that actually. Right? And when you give your life to somebody, then Lord will use somebody else to give them protection actually. Or Lord may empower themselves, you know, to take care of themselves, you know. So it can happen anyway. Right? So, thank you very much. Of course, I spoke much beyond my realization. But these are the realizations of great souls. So, we can repeat it, no problem. Okay? Thank you very much. Grantharaj Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktavrinda ki, Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande.